Sovereign God, though we are bound by many tethers, your word is not chained. Set us free by this word, let loose in the world. By the power of your Holy Spirit, make us worthy of your approval. Workers of the gospel, unashamed and unafraid, to share the truth made known to us. In Christ Jesus we pray. Amen. Today's scripture reading is from Psalms chapter 30. I will extol you, O Lord, for you have drawn me up, and do not let my foes rejoice over me. O Lord my God, I cried to you for help, and you have healed me. O Lord, you brought my soul up from Sheol, restored me to life from among those gone down to the pit. Sing praises to the Lord, O you, his faithful ones, and give thanks to his holy name. For his anger is but for a moment, his favor is for a lifetime. Weeping may linger for the night, but joy comes with the morning. As for me, I said in my prosperity, I shall never be moved. By your favor, O Lord, you have established me as a strong mountain. You hid your face, I was dismayed. To you, O Lord, I cry, and to the Lord I make supplication. What profit is there in my death? If I go down to the pit, will the dust praise you? Will it tell of your faithfulness? Hear, O Lord, and be gracious to me. O Lord, be my helper. You have turned my mourning into dancing. You have taken off my sackcloth and clothed me with joy, so that my soul may praise you and not be silent. O Lord my God, I will give thanks to you forever.
Our gospel reading this morning is from the gospel as Luke recorded it. Chapter 17. On the way to Jerusalem, Jesus was going through the region between Samaria and Galilee. As he entered a village, 10 lepers approached him. Keeping their distance, they called out, "Jesus, Master, have mercy on us." When he saw them, he said to them, "Go and show yourselves to the priests." And as they went, they were made clean. Then one of them, when he saw that he was healed, turned back, praising God with a loud voice. He prostrated himself at Jesus' feet and thanked him. And he was a Samaritan. Then Jesus asked, "Were not 10 made clean? But the other 9, where are they? Was none of them found to return and give praise to God except this foreigner?" Then he said to him, "Get up and go on your way. Your faith has made you well." This is the word of God for the people of God. Have you ever noticed the people who are rich and famous, the people whom everyone in this room has heard of? Everyone assumes they're rich and famous because they're talented, and only because they're talented. They say they work hard, but when we see them, they're much more likely to be playing hard. When people, rich and famous or not, accept awards, they tend to thank people who helped them get where they are. These people that whom they're thanking tend to be other rich and famous people. While there are exceptions, maybe 1 in 10, they do not mention God. Or if they do thank God, it's an afterthought. It's as if mentioning God would take away from how wonderful they themselves are. We'll come back to that. These last few weeks, we've been talking about the Psalms and about how they model for us how we should pray. We talked about Psalms of praise. Make a joyful noise to the Lord, all the earth. We talked about Psalms of lament. How long, O Lord, how long? We talked about Psalms of trust in God. The Lord is my shepherd. This week we're talking about another kind of psalm and another kind of prayer, one that should be a basic part of all of our prayer lives. It's a psalm of thanks to God. What do we have to thank God for? Well, to start with, God did not create human beings and abandon us. God told us how to live in the world and how to be in good relationships with God and with each other. Most of the troubles in this world go back to people not following those instructions. We'll talk about those instructions later this summer. But God loves us enough that God told us how to live, to love God and to love our neighbors. As your college professor would say, it's all on the syllabus. Thank God. When human beings did a terrible job of following God's instructions, often missing the point altogether, God did not throw up the divine hands and walk away. If I were God, I'm sure I would have been tempted. God sent messengers called prophets to lead people back to the way that God always wanted for us, the way that really does work best for us. God sent prophet after prophet. These prophets did incredible things and said amazing words. And each time, the people would straighten up and fly right for a generation or so, and then go right back to copying the cruel, arrogant ways of the nations around them. If you wonder where HBO gets ideas for television shows like Game of Thrones, look in the Old Testament for immorality and viciousness. It's amazing. Finally, God, in the person of Jesus Christ, came down here and lived a human life. Jesus lived a sinless life, taught anyone who would listen how to live with God and with their neighbors. And he eventually died and was resurrected for us. We don't deserve this from God, but it happened anyway. We don't deserve for God to love us enough to do all that. But God does. Thank God. The same God who created the galaxies and the planets decided to create you. Not a generic human number 6,317,115,502, but Kevin and Veronica and Milo, Mary Jane. Without God's choice to make the universe continue by slipping in a baby, and specifically you, you would not exist to be asking the question. Thank God. Then you were born where and when you were. Americans in the 20th and 21st century AD lived pretty good lives in historical and geographic perspective. We've spoken before about that the average life expectancy has more than doubled since the Roman Empire, at least for us and other residents of developed countries. We can generally expect to see the children whom we love grow up. Modern medicine is literally a miracle that we have access to because we were born where and when we were. Thank God. Our nation talks a lot about division, but actual warfare tends to happen in other places. The last time a battle of a real war happened on American soil was at Pearl Harbor in 1941. The last time before that was 1865. We don't have bandits or pseudo-legitimate irregular army units wandering around, taking what they want at the point of a sword or a gun. Due to that lack of armed conflict, We have as many opportunities here and now as human beings have ever had to build families and institutions that will outlive us. Thank God. You were born with the inborn talents and abilities that you have. Whether that is a head for numbers, or a heart full of empathy, a strong body, or a stubborn spirit that resists adversity, you were born with gifts that came from God. Lady Gaga is not the only one who was born this way. Thank God. Hopefully, you've worked with your talents, expanded them like the servants in Jesus' parable of the talents. Malcolm Gladwell argues in his book Outliers that mastery of a skill comes with about 10,000 hours of focused practice. You've turned those talents that you were born with into something greater than you started with, but that would have come to little without that initial talent. I could spend 10,000 hours in vocal classes, but I don't think I'd ever get to the point where you'd want me singing a solo up here. That's just not the area of my gifts. But that's okay. I have other gifts. And so do you. Thank God. God has given us everything that we need to live together and to achieve salvation. No matter what the media tells us, none of us are self-made people. Neither are the people the media hold up as examples of this phenomenon. But we don't need to be. And neither do they. Any human being claiming to be self-made is not giving God credit for all that God has done for them. Every single human being has been given talents by God. That includes the people we think of when we hear about talented, successful people. They were given talents, and they were born in a time and place where those talents were useful. A computer savant in ancient Athens would have been completely out of luck. The talents that would have made a successful engineer for Julius Caesar would, I suppose, make a decent hobbyist today. But it also includes the least successful, apparently least talented people on the face of the earth. They have talents they're using in ways that don't fit with worldly success. A God-given talent for empathy, for understanding other people, for example, is no golden ticket to wealth, even if it's developed and used to help people. That includes you. You have talents that God gave you for a reason. You have an environment God put you in for a reason. You are called to use those talents God gave you, not just for your own benefit, but for the benefit of the whole body of Christ. And so are all those other people around you too. You don't have to do it on your own. Failing to give God credit for God's gifts is tacky. At best, it is rude. At worst, it's slandering God and claiming personal credit for what God has done. So, thank God. Thank God for all that God has done for you. And thank God by using the talents that God gave you. Amen.